Ro'eiro el Avram el Yitzchak el Yakai v'kel Shakai u'shmi Havaya Shem Havaya loy noidati lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that Lagabi the Avos, the Hizgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lagabi the Avos was the Shem Shakai, but now it's necessary for Yitzias Mitzrayim Kaner'eh, the Shem Havaya represents some kind of Yesh Me'ayin, a Hizchachus L'malu Miderech HaTeva that's necessary, dafka because Klal Yisrael is going to be in the Memtesh Shari Tumet about to fall into the Shara Nun and it has to be saved. And after Matan Torah, Avada, Kimeduber, the famous Arachayim HaKadosh, that even from the Nun, the Shar HaNun, you can get out with Matan Torah. But here it's before Matan Torah, it's necessary to make a new Metzias of Shem Havaya. Why is the Shem of Shakai, Shin, Dalid, and Yud, why does that represent Teva? The Ovis were Adarava on such a high Madrega that their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be within the framework of Teva, and it didn't require it, the Marechet worked that way. The Svarim explained that if you spell out Shin, Dalet, and Yud, the inner letters, the Oisius Shin is Shin Yud Nun, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, Dalet is Dalet, Lamit Tov. The inner letters, besides the Etzem Shin, Dalet, and Yud, is Gematria 500. 500 is Teva. Person has Ramach Evarim, and a Keva has a few more Evarim, so there's Ranab Evarim, together, 248, 252 is 500. Peru Revu, the words, Peru Revu is Gematria 500. The Gemara says in Chagiga, from every Oilam to the Rekia of the next Oilam is Mahalach Chamesh Meyos. 500 round Teva. 501, that's already Me'al HaTeva. Ditzach Adash Ve'achav is Gematria 501. That represents the Makos now is going to a different realm, something L'malo Miderech HaTeva. And that's not with the Shem Shakai, that's with the Shem Havaya. That's the Hakdoma to the Parsha. Now in the Parsha, we're going to go through the first seven Makos. In a lot of times, the 10 Makos, of course, are Kenega, Da Aseres Hadibrois, Da Asora Mamorois, Shenivra Oilam, the Eser Sfirois. There are very lengthy and deep explanations how each one of the Makos specifically is parallel to one of the Dibrois. The Parsha is working its way backwards. Bereshis Barali Kim, Nami Maimer. There are Sarah Mamiris, but Bereshis Barali Kim, Nami Maimer. Bereshis Barali Kim is not Dam. It's Makos Bechairis, work your way backwards. That's more Mistaber that way. Although there are various Nischais for that. In the Eser Sfiris, always the setup is it's broken into a set of 7 and 3. The Sheva Tachtoinois, Chagat Nehim, Chesed Givur Tiferes, Netzach Yisoid, Hoid Yisoid Malchus, and the upper three of Chochma Bina Das, and eventually Betzim Keser. That's, maybe Keser is Kriyas Yamsef, it's something even beyond that, but it's set up as 7 and 3, and that's why the Parsha also is set up the way we, at least the Kriya of the Parshas of the week, the our minig is that the first 7 in Bo'era, and after that, Boy. Now, the Torah says, though, besides the Makos and that whole process, there's also the Bitoy of the Arba L'shoinis of Geula. V'hitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. These are the Arba L'shoinis of Geula. It's brought down in many places. It's brought down in Rashi, in Arvei Pesachim, that the Arba Koisos that we drink on Leila Seder are keneged these Arba L'shoinis. The Arba L'shoinis are keneged the Arba Koisos. Rashi in Parsha Shlach by Tzitzis brings Le'inyan, when he's explaining by Tzitzis, he ties in also that it has to do with the Arba L'shoinis of Geula. And he brings Viter. He brings from Ramosha Adarshan. Why does Tzitzis have Arba Knuffis, 4 corners? Not a 3-cornered Begad, not a 5-cornered Begad. It's Keneged, the Arba L'shoinis of Geula. And the source for this is found in many Midrashim and in the Yerushalmi and many Rishonim. And Achrayim bring it, and they usually quote Vaitseisi Vitzalti Vigoalti Vilokachti. Now there's a fifth lushin, the Hevesi Eschamela Oretz. So why is it not part of the four? So on one hand, Vehevesi is something else. It's already Eretz Yisrael. Vehevesi Escham El Haoretz. It's not part of the four, but there are those that say it's actually a suffix, and that's why there is a fifth kais. There's a fifth kais, kais El Elio. It's a suffix, whether we also represent the kais of Vehevesi. Why do we represent these Arba L'shoinis specifically with Koisos of Yayin? So Yayin represents what separated Klal Yisrael all through the years from the Goyim. We were mabdel ourselves not to connect to the Yayin of the Goyim, and that's what separated us and connected us. That's really what keeps us in the Golos. There's another pshat also that wine, different than if you would drink 4 cups of water or orange juice or four walnuts or four matzahs. There actually are four matzahs, according to the minhag that many do three matzahs. Some have two, but those that have three, we break the middle one, so there are actually four matzahs. But why dafka yayin? Yayin is exponential. The second cup and the third cup, it's the simcha, that's nisraba, is exponentially growth through the yayin. And that's why also these lishonis of geula also are exponentially growing at the different levels. Now, the gra, it's brought down in the siddur of the gra. He brings that the four lishonis of geula are actually vaitseisi, vihitzalti, vigo'alti, and then vigo'alti again. Not that it says vigo'alti twice, it doesn't, but it says vigo'alti eschem bizroya netuya uvishvatim gedoilim. So the gra says the third kais is vigo'alti bizroya netuya, and the fourth kais is again vigo'alti bishvatim gedoilim. Vilakachti is not part of the series. Vilakachti is matan toira maybe. It's something else. It's vaitseisi, vitzalti, vigo'alti, vigo'alti. Now, I did see Rashbam in Baba Basra brings Vaitseisi, Vigo'alti, Vilokachti, Vehevesi. He skips Vihitzalti, and instead he counts Vehevesi as one. Interesting. And there's another Girsan in the Rashbam where he says, Shaloi Kesidron. He says, Vaitseisi, Vigo'alti, Vilokachti, Vihitzalti. Now, that's not Modna because it's not the Seder, the Pesukim. My suggestion would be that it's Toyus. He skips Vihitzalti. The Seder is right, but it's Vaitseisi Vigo'alti Vilakachti Vehevesi. He's skipping Vitzalti for whatever reason, and Vehevesi is the fourth. Now, the Gra, who says that the Arba are Vaitseisi Vitzalti Vigo'alti Vilakachti, and insists Vigo'alti Vilakachti, Vigo'alti Vigo'alti, and insists that Vilakachti is not one of them, is Keneged everyone. Rashi, the Rashbam, various Midrashim, the Yerushalmi, a Yam of Rishonim, and even Chazals in that are quoted. Now, the Gra says, he's not arguing with them. He says it's a toyes hatfus. It's a printing error. It said vaitzeisi vitzalti v'ga'alti v'chule, and v'ga'alti v'chule meant v'ga'alti bezroyin etuya v'ga'alti b'shvatim gedaylam. And then the printers changed it to the lakachti. It's a toyes hatfus. You can't argue with that. And he's not arguing on them. He's saying that's not what it says there. So you have a Rashi. It's a toyes hatfus. A Rashbam. A Yerushalmi. So it's very hard to find Machloikis on that, but I found the Maramokim not like the Gra, the Balaturim in this week's Parsha. The Balaturim says that the Arba Lashonis of Geula are Vahitseisi, Vihitzalti, Vigo'alti, and Vilokachti. And he says that's the Gematria, Veloy Yifches La'oni Shebi Yisrael, Pachas Me Arba Koisis. The Gematria is with Vilokachti. That's not a Toyes Hatfus. Now, that's already a Yediya, not like the Gra. Now, the process of the Arba Lashonis, though, Lamashal, the first Lashon, Vaitseisi, Eschem, Itacha, Sivlis, Mitzrayim, everything is a different layer and a different aspect and a different level of a Geula. There are four aspects to the Geula. There are actually 50 levels of Geula. It mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Torah 50 times, connected to 50 Sha'arim. But there's also the four. Now, this one, Vaitseisi, Eschem, Itacha, Sivlis, Mitzrayim, Sivlis, Sevel, could mean, how do you translate Sevel? Suffering, oppression, depression, pain, not a good thing. But the MS is sevel, also the word is savlonis. Savlonis is a person that has patience. Now, the same word. Sevel means to carry. To be soivel something is to carry. Now, you could be carrying something and it's very weighing down on you and making you suffer, be oppressed, depressed, and pain. Or you could be carrying something and you have savlonis for, you have patience, and yes, zoren, nechmad, yeah, it's gone. Vaitseisi eschem, the worst thing that could be, mitachai sivlois Mitzrayim. When you're in Golis, whether it's Mitzrayim or any Golis, all the Golis, even Edom and the Golis of today, which is because they didn't stay the full 400 years in Golis, so it's a hemshech of that Golis. If you're soivel the Golis, it means you suffer in the Golis, or even worse, if you're soivel the Golis, that's terrible. If you're soivel, meaning, yeah, okay, I can carry this, I can handle this, this is geschmack, that's the problem. Vaitseisi eschem, mitacha sivlois Mitzrayim, take the Mitzrayim out of the Yid. Now, the other Lashon, vitzalti is actually the same gematria as vihiflesi. Later on by the Makkos it says vihiflesi, Hashem separates us in a peladika oifen. Same gematria, 541. It's actually the same gematria as Yisrael. 541 be'etzem is gematria. A lot of things, including Yaakov ben Rivka, we've discussed that Yaakov gets his name changed from the Satan, the Sori Shel Esav. The Sori Shel Esav says, yeah, your name is not Yaakov. You're asking for a bracha. Mebet HaBracha, you say the mom is Naaman. Yaakov ben Rivka. Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. And Gematria Vitzalti. The Hevesi is Gematria, actually, Mashiach ben David. But we said it's a Shaila if the Hevesi is part of the Lashonis. Now the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks. He learns that it was part of Haftacha. Vitzalti 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 Eschem El Haaretz. It didn't happen. The Dor HaMidbar died in the Midbar. This is a Haftacha to that Dor. And it was a Haftacha that Hashem is saying. Ve'hevesi eschem el ha'aretz. It didn't happen. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, because in the interim it also says, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem. And that's a T'nai. If it's the full level of V'yedatem ki ani Hashem, so then you'll get the Ve'hevesi. There was Chet Ha'egel, Chet Meraglim, work it out. It's a big sugya. That's the parashas that are coming. But that's what happened that crunched the Ve'hevesi. Now, there's also, we said, there's that fifth lashon of Hevesi. There's Chasam Sofer writes, there's actually a sixth lashon, V'nosati Eschem Li. And the Chasam Sofer says that the sixth lashonis, he explains like this. If you want to understand how the Geulas work, it goes like this. It says in the Pasuk that the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. In other places it says 400 years. But there are places where it says in Parshas Bo, in other places, 430 years. Now, 430 years is 5 times 86. 86 is Elikim. 86 is Hateva. 86 is the Midas Hadin. Now, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years, 5 times the Midas Hadin of 86. Now, the Koishi Hashibud, they were there literally for 210, but the Koishi Hashibud was only 86 years. That's also Kois. Kois is 86. And it's a fascinating thought. They were supposed to be for 5 koisos. They were supposed to be for 430 years. 430 is 5 times 86. But they went out. Bishalach. Bishalach is gematria. 434 with the letters. The 4 koisos that they didn't stay. We commemorate that by drinking 4 koisos on Pesach night. Every kois is connected to a different geula. Because every kois was another geula that we didn't have to stay. Now, the shayrish of this inyan that we didn't have to stay is because Yosef Atzadik in Mitzrayim already made a deal with Pare that when they're going to be working, Chamesh Yadis, only 1 yah they have to pay. 4 yadis they can keep for themselves. 4/5 they can keep for themselves. So the 4/5 they didn't have to stay. Yosef already established that, but we commemorate that by drinking the 4 kaisis. Adds the Chasam Sofer, there are really 6 lashonis of geula. 6 times 86 is already 516. Now, what's that? It says, Vatabet Einai Beshuroi, become Malay Mireim. Shuroi is 516. 516, I wouldn't know what's 516, but Vaeschanon is 515. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks the 515th Filas, and that wasn't enough. But 516, that's already the 6th. That already would have been, that leads to the Geula Ha'asid. And that's the different levels of the Arba Kaisis. There's a lot on that, and we're going to move on. So, HaKadosh Baruch was telling Moshe to go tell Klal Yisrael that there's going to be a Geula, and HaKadosh Baruch, and Moshe Rabbeinu says like this. Rashi says it's a Kal V'chaymer. Hein b'nei Yisrael lo yishamu elai, ve'ech yishmeini paroi. It's a Kal V'chaymer. Frek de Velt, it's a pircha on the Kal V'chaymer. It says mefurish in the Pasuk, v'lo yishamu el Moshe, why not? So that's the maniyah. That's the reason why they weren't able to be Shemeya. So what's the Kal V'chaymer? Pari doesn't have Koitzer Ruach. Pari doesn't have Avoy Dekasha. If the whole reason the Yisrael is not able to listen to me, Koitzer Ruach and Avoy Dekasha, what's the Kal V'chaymer Klapi Pari? So there's many pshat, and one pshat, I don't know if this is pshat or a little bit of a drash nusach. Harei be'emes, the Yidden know they're supposed to go out after 400 or 430 years, so how could someone come and tell them they're going to go out after 210? The teretz is, Vayimoru es chayeyem. We said last week, Kadmo va'azla. Vayimoru es chayeyem is Kadmo va'azla. Kadmo va'azla. They went out early. Kadmo va'azla is gematria. The words, Kadmo va'azla. Gematria, 190. They went out 190 years early, 210. Why? Because of the meriris. The suffering was so bad, the 210 compacted in to be. Avad is also a cheshbin that the 400 is from Leidus Yitzchok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the brisker of Chishev es haketz. He worked out that the kates, the 190 that gets sliced off, on one hand is because of the meriris, and on one hand it does add up to 400. And it works out perfectly. Both dinim, brisker mahalach, both dinim come at it, culminating at the same time. But Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to tell them that they're going to be going out early. The Yidden said, we're not supposed to go out, it's not 400 years. And he says, no, it's because you have koitzer ruach. It's because you have avoyda kasha. Listen to this. For my Shamuel Moshe, mi koitzer ruach me avoyda kasha. They didn't listen to that shtickle Torah. They didn't understand that the koitzer ruach and the avoyda kasha is the reason that they're going to go out. They didn't want to listen to that. So Pari's certainly not going to listen to that. Pashup shot mi koitzer ruach me avoyda kasha, that they weren't able to listen because they couldn't breathe. They were doing. Pari's not in that situation, so there's no kal v'chaymer. But we're saying a different shot. V'loy shamu el Moshe. They didn't want to hear Moshe shtickle Torah that the reason they're able to go out early is because of the koitzer ruach and avoyda kasha. Pari certainly is not interested in that shtickle Torah. I heard once a pshat, Pari is a shtick avoyda zara. V'loy shamu el Moshe mekoitzer ruach me'avoyda kasha. Avoyda kasha is avoyda zara. From they were shatuf in the darbus of avoyda zara. Pari is a shtick avoyda zara. Kol shkein, they're not going to be able to convince Pari. Now, the Torah interrupts here with a whole yichus thing of Eila Roshi but the Avais, and it goes into Reuven, Shimon, and eventually to Levi, which we want to show that there's going to be the Moshe and the Aaron. Moshe and Aaron. Moshe Aaron is the, and Rashi brings Shkulim him. It says Moshe first and then Aaron, then it says Aaron first and then Moshe, to show that they're Shkulim. There's various pshatim how it represents that they're able to be Shkulim. There's an interesting, I don't know if it's a story or just an idea. In old Svarim that used to be printed, there used to be actually in the Sharblat a tziur of Kilu Aaron and Moshe and Aaron on the two sides. But a lot of the printers, they would print it such that Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall and skinny, and Aaron was much shorter and not skinny. So they said like this, they asked him what's the pshat. He says, because Moshe was Eser Amos. The Gemara says in Brachas, Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos high. There's a cheshbon the Gemara makes. Aaron has to be much shorter because he lit the menorah, and the menorah is only 18 tefachim, and he had to go up 3 steps to do that. So certainly he was much shorter. So they said, "Yeah, but what's with the what's? Why did Moshe thinner?" He said, "Because it says shkulim him. Shkulim him is the same. They shakel. They weigh the same. So you have to mekazes." This was okay. An interesting thing. Now it says, "Umoshe ben shmoinim shana." Aaron was 3 years older than Moshe. That's a pasuk. Miriam is a machlokes Rashi Tosfos actually in Bechoras Daf Hey. Whether Miriam was older than Aaron, that's what most people learned in Gan. And Miriam, the other machlokes Rashi Tosfos, Miriam was younger than Aaron. She's older than Moshe, but younger than Aaron. But the pasuk says Moshe was 80, Aaron was 83. And I heard there's a pshat even that Miriam was 3 years older than Aaron, so she was 86. And that's why it says later on, it says Etzpa Elikim. Etzpa is Gematria 163. That's Aaron and Moshe's age together, 80 and 83. And Elikim is 86, as Miriam's age. Etzpa Elikim is the ages of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. But there's a fascinating kasha that's asked by many achronim, the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in the Hagois, actually, for those that just finished Zvachim, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in the Hagois, Yaivitz, in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, asked the kasha, the Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, and many others. There's a very simple kasha. The kasha goes like this. The Pasuk says, as we just quoted, Umoshe ben Shmoinim Shana ba'omdei lefnei Pari. Moshe was 80 years old. Now, it's a Mishnah in Idios that the Mishpat of Mitzrayim was for a full year. It says a list of 5 things that are for 12 months. Mishpat Gehenim is for 12 months. And the other one is that the Mishpat of Mitzrayim was for 12 months. How does the Shtim with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph that the Makis, that the Shibud stopped Tishrei? There are those that work it out. But L'chayra, Moshe is showing up over here as an 80-year-old. And saying there's going to be a whole story here of the 10 Makkos. And that whole parasha took a year. It took 12 months. And then there's Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years. I think that says in the first somewhere, no? Arboim Shana, Akot Bedar, is a pasuk in Tehillim. But the Yidden were in Mitzrayim for 40 years. Simple mathematics. 80 plus 1 plus 120. The pasuk says, "Umoshe ben Me'ev Esrim." Moshe was 120 when he was nifter at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, exactly 33 days before they entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan. He was nifter on Zayin Adar. If he's 80 when he's coming to Pari, there's a full year of the story of the Makis, and then 40 years in the Midbar. It doesn't add up. There's a year missing. There's a year missing. Now I was telling this to some bachram recently that you know. If you came to Eretz Yisrael for a year, you should come for 120 years. But if you come for a year, you know, a person could be through the year and he's suddenly looking back and he's saying, where did the year go? What did I do? What did I accomplish? Where did the year go? You know, yeah, make sure your year. Yeah. But where did the year go over here? This is Mamash Pella Otsum. Now, it's fascinating that Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Chassam Sofer and many of the Chachamim talk about this kasha. And actually, there are 3 answers to this question. But I want to be warn you in advance. You can only choose one answer. Because if you will choose three answers, then Moshe Rabbeinu will be 118. And then it's not going to be so good, because we have a pasuk that says 120. So your choice is, if you understood what I hinted to, is that either when it says Moshe was 80, it doesn't mamish mean 80. It means 79. Why? Because in a gematria you could be off by one? No. It's because when you celebrate your 79th birthday, you're entering your 80th year. And that's what maybe it means, Shmoyim Shana. There is an alternative option that even though, yes, the Mishnah says in Idiyos that the Mishpat of Mitzrayim was for 12 months, but there, the Mishnah says, in, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Shebet stopped by Rosh Hashanah. And there's actually a big machlokes. We'll touch it a little bit, exactly how the Makkah spread through, how long was the duration of each matzah, of each Makkah, and the likes. And maybe we'll crunch it and make it a lot less than a year. And the third option is that Rabbi Yaakov Emden actually says in the Haggois in Zvachim over there that they were in the Midbar for 39 years. You have a Ryan, huh? Where? Arboim Shana Kadar. Saying it, yeah. Enter the 40th year. Now, don't choose all three answers. Choose one and go with it. Now, we already said by the Makkah was Etzba Elikim. Etzba. That's why the Gemara Darshans, the Brisa, the Mechilta Darshans, we say it in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. If each Makkah was an Etzba by Makkah's Bechairis, by Yitzias Mitzvah, by Kriyas Yamsuf, it was Yad. So it's times five. So if each Makkah in Mitzrayim was 10, if there was 10 Makkahs in Mitzrayim, then and that was Etzba, so then together with Kriyas Yamsuf, you have 50. But the Gemara actually, the Brisa that brings a Machlekes Tanaim, there's a Man D'Yomar that says that each Makkah Gufa was broken into four Makkahs. Darshaning a Pasuk in the Navi, and therefore 40 in Mitzrayim. This should sound familiar. It's only after one Kais, and then there's 200 Makkahs in the Kriyas Yamsuf. The third day is that there were five Makkahs in Mitzrayim, 50, and then 250. The Sfarim explained that if you add all of this up, 10 plus 50, 40 plus 200, 50 plus 250 is 600. Plus 10 Makkahs. Plus Ditzach Adash Be'achav is 613. Now, it's not for now, but we know that the Aseres HaDibrois Be'emes have in it compacted all Taryag mitzvahs, and similarly the Eser Makkahs, which is Keneged Aseres HaDibrois, also Be'etzem is Keneged, has a whole Taryag Makkahs that we just elaborated on in 10, 50, 40, 200, 50, 250, plus 10, plus 3 is the Taryag. But when we say Etzba, and we say that the Makkah is an Etzba, Etzba is 163. But when we say Etzba, it's all 10 Makkahs were an Etzba, but you slice them into 10. That means each Makkah was 16.3, 16. 16, the Chassam Sofer writes, that's why in Pesach night, we commemorate the Makkahs, we actually spill the wine 16 times. Why? 10 Makkahs, the Tzachadash Bachav, and Dom Ve'esh V'simrei Sashan. That's 16, because that's the 10th of Etzba. And that's why we say there's a, we talked about the shame of Yoy Hach. It's Yoy, Yud Vav, 16 Hach. They got 16 claps. And that's Nirmaz in the Etzba. Now, the Pasuk says after Makas Dam, Vayamali Shivas Yomim Achrei HaKoyis Hashem Eseyor, and very commonly assumed, and that's what you learned in Gan, is that the Mak of Dam was for 7 days. Now, actually, it's a Machlekes Tanoim in the Medrash Rabbah, Rabbi Yehuda Ram Nechemya, whether the Makkah was for 7 days, and the Shivas Yomim is the 7 days of the Makkah of Dam, or Fakert. Each Makkah was a month, but not a month, 23 days with a 7-day reprieve space in between. So was each Makkah 23 or each Makkah 7? This is, again, assuming it's still not 12 months. If you want to assume, Makkahs Becheiros took a lot less time. So did Dever, probably. Choshech, well, we'll talk about it next week, but it says 3 days, but you have to know how you're going to spread out that it should become altogether over the 12-month period. But it's a machlokes if it was for 7 days, or the 7 days is the break in between the what's it called. The Chassam Sofer actually has a cheshbon that the Makkahs only started on Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, because again, the Mishnah says it was 12 months, but the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says the Shebet stopped only on Rosh Hashanah, unless you say the Shebet, the first few Makkahs, they were still running through the Shebet. The Chassam Sofer actually works out that Dam was Rosh Hashanah, and then Mamish parallel for the months. He has it worked out. He makes a cheshem that it was a Shana Muberis that year, so there's Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Ar, but then it starts going into Turbo. Choshech was already from Zion to Yud Gimel Nisan, and he works it out with a cheshbon like that. He actually says a fascinating thing. In, you know, it says the Chartumim did dam, they did Tzvardeya, they couldn't do Kinim because it's too small. Orayv, the Marsha says, why do they want to bring wild animals? But why didn't they do Dever? So the Chasam Sofer works out, according to his Cheshbon, it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and according to the Cheshbon, when Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday, so that Rosh Chodesh Shvat was Shabbos, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you can't do Kishif on Shabbos, so that just answers. That's how he works that out. But you have to work out the Cheshbonis for that. The Svarim explained that the 10 Makis are, we already said, Keneged Aseres Adibris and the Aseres and the Svarim Amoris, but it's also that Moshe is Gematria 345. Paroi is Gematria 355. He has 10 on Moshe. He has to get knocked down 10. 355? You need a calculator? No. Paroi was 355. Moshe is 345. He needs to get 10 Makis to get him back down to size. Now, okay, there's a lot in each of the makas, but I want to just speak something out. I want to get to the Tzach Hadash Bachav also, but in the Mak of Dever, there is a steer in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Yimeis Echad, from the Bnei Yisrael, which opens up a huge topic. Which makas did the Yidden suffer as well, which not? There's steers in Rishonim about it and in Chazals, if the Yidden did suffer or not, some or various of the Makais. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to be in Mitzrayim because he was worried that Seif Elias Afro Kinim, what's the problem? Bury him in Goshen if Goshen didn't have Kinim. But specifically on Dever, it says that the Bnei Yisrael didn't, and it said Leimes Echad, but the other Pasuk says Leimes Ad Echad. So Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin says a fascinating Zach, which Lechayra ties into Tokfei Kain, so everything ties into Tokfei Kain somehow, but he says like this: the Yidden had to give a tax to Paroi. I don't know when the tax season was, but he had to give a tax. And let's assume it was a tenth. So imagine if there's a Yid that has 346 behemoths.
It was a fifth.
What?
It was a fifth.
Let's go with a tenth for the make the cheshbon of the Rebbe Shmuel this one easier. It might work with a fifth as well, but let's go with a tenth. If he has 346 animals, how many does he have to give to Paroi? 34. You don't have to give 0.6. He has to give 34. So he's giving, it's a write-off, okay? He's giving 34 to Paroi. He has 346, he's giving 34 to Paroi. If one will die, Avem and Tzvegen does it die, and who's Cheshbon, who's going to lose out? The Yid. But if he has exactly 350 animals, let's say, and he has to give how many to Paroi? 35. But if one dies, how many does he have now? 349. How many does he have to give to Paroi? 34. So on whose Tzvegen is it going to die if it's rounded off to a 10? Tisha v'hu, for those that learn Tokfei Kain. There's a sugi of Tisha v'hu. Zav Rav Yishuva Leib Diskin, that's the answer to the Stira. On one hand, it says there would be a Yid that not even one died. And the other Pasuk is Mashmah, no, one animal of the Yid would die. Yeah. When he didn't have a rounded off exact number, so then how much would be, help me out with the judgment, if he had a rounded number with a zero, so then one would die. Because it's not dying on the Yid's judgment, it's dying on Pari's judgment anyways. Pari's going to get one less. If it was any number from 1 to 9, then it was Loimeis Echad, nothing died, because then it would be on the Yid's judgment. Now, Rabbi Yehuda ha-yenoisim dem simonim ditzach adash be'achav. There is one pshat that the reason Rabbi Yehuda had to give a simon is because the Seder of the Makis is, as the Fidus Rosh HaTevis, the Tzach Hadash Bachav. If you look in two Kapitlech Tehillim, Ayin Ches and Kuf Gimel, which Kapitel? Kufhei, Ayin Ches and Kufhei, the Psukim in the Tehillim say the Seder of the Makis different. They're also fascinating, the Yukim in those Psukim in Tehillim that come out. Lemushal, just one example of something that you have, Lagabi, the Diukim of the Psukim in the Tehillim. But first, I want to just say that in Tehillim, the Seder is different. So one would think maybe the Seder of the Makkos, as mentioned in Tehillim, is the right way. So Rabbi Yehuda gave a simon. He said, no, it's the Tzach Hadash Bachav. It's the Seder that's relevant for the Seder is the Seder that it says in the Pesukim, not in the Tehillim. But Lamashal, one of the Diyukim is it says by Borod Vayach Kol Eitz Kvulam. So I saw a fascinating shot. There's a Medrash that says, we talked about this before, that Kinim was only in Mitzrayim, not in Goshen, but also more important, not in the surrounding bordering countries next to Mitzrayim. And there's a Medrash that says there was a sichsuch, a border dispute between Mitzrayim and whoever's at the other side. And it was resolved by the Mark of Kinim because it was very clearly established where the border was. And that's a beautiful Medrash. But there's another Medrash that says that there was a dispute between Mitzrayim and the neighboring country about where the border is, and Arba, it says the Arba only went over around by the Mitzrayim, and that's how they knew where the border was. So the Kashas, they already took care of it by Kinim. Why is there a border dispute that needs to be resolved by Arba? And the answer is because the Pasuk says in Tehillim that by Borod, which was Tzach Hadash, before Arba, is Vayach Kol Eitz Gvulam. Eitz Gvulam, what, the Gvul is made out of eitz? It's probably walls around the city. No, it's Eitz Gvulam. It's eight, but it got the Gvul went chopped down, so they got back to the dispute again. So Arba had to reenact it.
Who did the border line belong to?
I don't know, like the line itself. I don't know the red line, the green line, all kind of lines, white line. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda had a sim of the Tzach Hadash Bechav. It's brought down that the Tzach Hadash Bechav was actually carved out on the mate. This mate of Moshe, which it says in the Balaturim, in last week's parasha, that this tagging on the test of mate, because Moshe Rabbeinu was actually the ninth person that had use of this mate. Prior to him were Adam, Chanoich, Noach, Shem, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Yosef. I don't know what they did with the mate, these eight aforementioned eight people. And Adam Godel told me that there's a tenth person with the mate. It's going to be Mashiach. Okay, I don't know. The source for that, I heard it from someone. But Moshe Rabbeinu, what? Is that the makel? The makli of arti asayardin is this mate? Interesting. I don't know. You're putting together a panach rosa with a balaturim, which is okay. Why? It's nice. But okay, let me finish. But again, he was the ninth person that had this mate. This mate, I don't think he got it from Yosef. Hashem gave it to him. But those are the mentioned people that had it prior to him. And the test says he was the ninth. But it said on it the Tzach Hadash Bachav, which we already said that the Tzach Hadash Bachav is gematria 501. Which represents beyond the Tevet. Tevet is 500, the Tzach Hadash Bachav is Gematria 501. But I saw in the Aber Yaakov, he brings a few interesting pshatim on the Tzach Hadash Bachav. First of all, he says that the Tzach Hadash Bachav is Gematria 502 with the Kail. And 502 is the years of the Avos. The Avos lived respectively 175, Avram, 180, Yitzchak, and 147, Yaakov, altogether 502. The Yerushalmi and Brachas actually says 500, but we slice off the first two that Avram Avinu. It wasn't Makir Boira yet. He was Makir Boira by three. So either two means when you enter your third year, or you could be off by one. But they lived for 502. And the Tzach Hadash Be'achav is saying that it's in the Schus of the Avos. And that's what it says in Parashas B'Shalach, V'Shalishim Al Kuloi. V'Shalishim represents the Shalish Avos. Because 502 is Schus Avos. Abba Yaakov brings another pshat that the Tzach Hadash Be'achav is Gematria 505. With all of the koilim, because the tzach is a koil, adash is a koil, ba'achav is a koil, and the tzach adash ba'achav is a koil. So that's four koils, and 501 plus 4 is 505. That's gematria sara, because it's in the schus of sara. Because already by the time when sara was taken to Parai, and he pinigd her, and that schus is why they get the makas, as they're saying in the medrash. So the tzach adash ba'achav is alluding to sara imenu. That was the pshat. Now there's another pshat that he brings that the tzach adash ba'achav, if you scramble the letters, not Kisidron, which we were mocked before to be Kisidron, is interesting word, Sod Shibutcha Achav. What's that? He says, Al Pi Kabbalah, we know that sometimes they didn't have to go to places that really, they're not so good places, is to be Mala the Klippus. Now, there are 11 Klippus, 10 spheres, 11 Klippus, not for now, 11 Samamonim in the Ketairis, Chelbana, Chulei. So, Achav is 11. Sod Shibutcha, what was the purpose? Why did they need to be a Shibud? What was the purpose? To capture. The Shibud was to capture Achav, was to capture the 11 Klippas. That's the another pshat in the Tzach Hadash Be'achav. Yeah, he has a lot of other pshatim in the Tzach Hadash Be'achav as well. Ayin Sham. We are up to the seventh Makkah, and Emir Tashem, next week is Parshas Boy. Boy, very complex gematria, is gematria 3, because there are 3 Makkahs. And actually the Beis and the Aleph, the Beis is for Bechoyrus, and Aleph is for Arbe, and Choshech you don't see.